The Judiciary Committee.
Gentlemen's recognized for 2 minutes.
Without objection, so order.
Mr. Speaker, I rise in strong support of the Marriage Protection Act. I commend my colleague from Indiana, John Hostetler, for his principled leadership on this issue. The Marriage Protection Act is a constitutional remedy to a looming constitutional crisis. And let me say, despite what we've just heard on this blue and gold carpet, nothing in this bill shuts access by petitioners to any state court in the land. What brings us here today is that activist judges in some states are poised to force a new definition of marriage on states like Indiana. And the Marriage Protection Act will stop that strategy in its tracks. Let me say clearly, not on my watch will I stand idly by while the courts in Massachusetts redefine marriage in Indiana. And despite what my colleagues have said on the other side of the aisle about high principle and constitutional ideals and a history lesson, this is about marriage. The Bible says if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? And marriage is such a foundation in our society. Marriage was ordained by God, established in the law. It is the glue of the American family and the safest harbor to raise children. We must preserve and defend this foundation in our society, and we begin by defending the right of states like Indiana to define marriage as it has ever been defined and will always be defined in the hearts of the overwhelming majority of the American people. And I yield back.
Gentleman yields back. Gentleman from New York.